Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, I'm raising my children the old school way. All right, that is the subject.
Going to jail.
Right now, nephew's out. Junior is in for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What do you have for us today, Junior?
Got to compliment yourself first. You just can't get a prank. Got to compliment yourself first.
Okay,
you know,
in
my brilliance when I'm pranking, you know, sometimes you have to do these things. So that's why I came up with sleeping security guard. Sleeping security guard. Run it, cat.
Security booth, may I help you?
Hey,
Sir, can you speak up? I can barely hear you.
Is this a security booth down by the gate?
Yes, sir. This is security booth.
Yeah, listen, man. It's some people next door to me. I'm hearing a bunch of scuffling and stuff going on, but I ain't really sure what's happening. I heard this lady scream or something, man. But I just.
Okay, sir. If you could give us the unit number that you're in, we could have somebody come right over there and check that out. Hello. Sir? Hello?
Yep.
Sir, are you okay?
Yeah, I got a sleeping disorder, man. So
I understand.
The people next door to me, man, they was sitting there. I heard this lady scream, and I didn't want nobody to, you know, start shooting or nothing, because I know they was arguing pretty heavily, and then I know they must have been fighting, because I heard some
I understand,
scuffling.
Sir, what unit are you in? Hello? Sir, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Are you okay?
You the security guy, right?
Yes, sir. You called us about 10 minutes ago, and we've been trying to find out what unit you're in.
Well, yeah, man, these people up here, man, they arguing, and I'm hearing more people over there now, and they fighting, man. I know I hear two, it's got to be two men in there fighting. This lady over there.
I hate to interrupt you, but
I hear some
if you could
kids.
Just tell me the unit, sir.
Hear some kids over there, too.
Sir. We need to know the unit so that we can come out and investigate. Hello? Hello? Sir? Hello? 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 Sir?
Huh?
Hey. Hey, look, I cannot do this all day. I am trying to work. I cannot be around with you on the phone. Could you please give me your unit number?
Sir, them people over there, they arguing, man. I know you.
Yes, you have said that they are arguing. I heard you when you said that they were arguing. Sir, if you could just give me that unit number that either you're in or the unit number you hear the noise coming from, we could have somebody come over there and check that out immediately. So what unit number are you in again, sir?
Do you hear him arguing? See, let me put.
No, I only hear your snoring. I need the unit number.
Listen, I'm gonna put the phone up. Do you hear him? You hear him?
Yes, sir. But I don't hear the unit number. I need the unit number. Without the unit number, we're just having a conversation. Hello. Hello? 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 Sir, are you there?
Yeah. Oh, hey man, you checked on them people?
No, sir, we have not checked on the people because we have not been able to get the unit number from you. Sir? Dude, this is all... Every time he gets ready to tell me something, he falls asleep. Come here, hurry up. You got to hit it. He's falling asleep. Hey, man, come here. dude, this guy is falling asleep on the phone. I can't get the unit out of him because he's falling asleep. Hello, sir? Hello, sir? Sir? Hey, man, I don't know what unit he's in. The he's falling asleep. Every time I ask him something, he falls asleep. He keeps telling me they're over there fighting, but I don't hear him. He won't tell me the unit. I'm sorry. I don't know the unit. What the would you wake your up, please? Hey, I got a guy on the phone that he says that he hears some screaming over by his unit, but he's falling asleep. Can't get him on. Get him to tell me what the unit number is. Hey, dude, come here. Listen to this. Listen. Hello. I'm gonna need you to wake up, sir.
Okay.
Sir, could you please give me the unit?
Well, I gotta ask you something. How come all y'all do is just sit on y'all and watch cars come in and out that door instead of helping people that need help?
Because
and
ignorant like you won't give us a unit number.
You shut your up hollering at me. You need to do your damn job, you rent a cop.
I'm a rent a cop. But your is falling asleep. Would you just give me the unit number, please?
I'll give you the unit number. You ready for the unit number? Are you listening to me?
Yes. I am listening to you, sir.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your co-worker.
Y'all crazy. This is not funny, man. This is not funny at all. No. Y'all got me out here walking around this complex looking for people hollering and screaming and your sleepy falling asleep every 35 seconds. Man, y'all funny at all. Okay.
Let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Huh, there it is. Huh? Here come a relevant statement. You know, sometimes you have to have sleeping security guards.
Come on, Junior.
Ain't nobody finna be on their job watching everything. Why would I do that? 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 Sleeping security guard. There it is, Shirley. There it is. That's how I became the King Frank. Because I think like that. But you can catch the Nephew this Saturday on his new hit TV show on Ready to Love, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. You can catch the Nephew on TV. This boy moving up. I'm proud of him.
Can I just ask something while I'm...
Go ahead. Huh?
What?
Anybody want to tell me why he ain't here today? Anybody?
On the air?
Oh.
I don't know.
We thought you knew.
I'm just curious.
I don't know. I know my.
I know he's big time now, TV shows and everything. I just want to know why. Is he just.
I didn't get no.
Maybe Hollywood is calling.
Is he resting?
Hollywood is calling, perhaps, Steve.
Let me ask you a question because he reports to you, so he didn't call his boss to tell him he wasn't coming in today.
Didn't you hear me just ask you why is he not here?
Okay, then
I do not know.
Then that makes me ask you, it's your nephew, why'd you hire him? Because you know how he is. He might be at home listening to the show right now, just kicking it, just chilling, for all we know.
Yeah.
When are we going to interview my daughter, Brandy?
Tomorrow.
I think Brandy may say something enlightening that would open up this a little bit. When we interview Brandy, y'all ask her a few questions.
Her cousin. All right, listen. All right, Junior, thank you. Uh-huh. We're going to move on. Up next, it's the Strawberry Letter subject. I'm raising my children the old school way. We'll get into it right after this.